Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. I am your unusually deep-voiced host, Freddie Wong.
Everybody get up. It's time to write now. Oh, we got a real script going now. Welcome to the Story Jam. Write your script, break your plot. It's the Story Jam. I'm Will.
Yes.
Yo, that was a pretty sick intro, Will.
Oh, where is this one going?
This is a little sketchy, you know, Ollie and whatnot.
Name
I'm
three
stoked
tricks.
And popped, huh?
Name three skateboard tricks.
Tony Hawk, Christ
Tony
Air.
Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
The Christ Air.
Christ Air.
Yep, the best one.
And Ollie.
And
a 360 nose trip.
Wrong.
Flip.
A 360 nose flip. Nailed it.
Wait, nose flip's a one, right?
Kick flip.
Do you mean I typed in nose flip?
That's Matt Arnold, ladies and gentlemen.
Nolly flip. Nose manual,
and
nolly
together,
flip.
And together, with our powers combined, we
are
tackle
the Story
stories.
Break podcast.
This is Story Break. This week, there was a tweet. This one's kind of based a little bit on a tweet. So our good friend, Tony Hawk, who we had the pleasure of working with in season 3 of Video Game High School.
We met Tony Hawk, in case you were all wondering.
I didn't meet Tony Hawk. I wasn't on set.
Yeah, two out of three podcasters love and know Tony Hawk personally.
I'm one of you guys. I'm one of the everyday people. I'm one of the, like, I'm more relatable to the people on who listen to this podcast who haven't met Tony Hawk. So
Frank, keep telling us about your friend Tony Hawk.
My good friend Tony Hawk. He put a tweet out. This is on January 5th, where he said as follows: In 2003, I was requested to meet with Warner Brothers about doing a film tentatively titled Skate Jam. They were bringing Looney Tunes. With Back in Action, they're bringing back Looney Tunes with Back in Action, and then wanted to start on my project immediately. A week later, Back in Action bombed, and Skate Jam was shelved forever. And then he posts what looks like a piece of cell art, concept art, from Skate Jam. And this is on twitter.com/TonyHawk. You can see it on his Twitter. It's Taz doing a sick jump. It's Marvin the Martian on some kind of hoverboard, I should know. Yeah, so wheels
on hoverboard.
That. And Tony Hawk doing what I... No, that's not an indie nose bone. That's a...
Nose flip.
No, not a nose flip either.
It's a... What's the Darth Maul move? Darth Maul had a flippy move in Tony Hawk.
But like a cartoon rendered Tony Hawk doing a sick grab.
You know, I didn't notice this before. We'll get into this when we do the story. But the logo says this is promotional for the Taz Attitour. So like it's like a Tasmanian, maybe Taz is doing like a warped tour kind of thing.
Also, this says from 2000, people didn't do their investigation. This image says 2001, and yet his tweet says in 2003 I was requested. I think Tony Hawk is straight up lying to the fans.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because it was Looney Tunes Back in Action was, because they could have prepared this image before they went to him.
Oh, they're like, we need 2 years to prepare before we meet Tony
Hawk. Maybe it was just an idea that someone sketched up at some point, a dream, if you will. By the way, I didn't realize this. Looney Tunes Back in Action, directed by one Joe Dante.
Yeah.
Really?
Which makes me
want
to go
and watch
it.
They did not learn their lesson about giving Joe Dante sequels to popular kids' movies.
So, by the way, here's where you know, look, I'm not throwing shade at Warner Brothers, because, you know, they're very big, so I'm sure they knew what they were doing. I'm just saying, if the trailers for Looney Tunes Back in Action literally said, give us $10 and we will make a Tony Hawk skating movie with Looney Tunes, I guarantee you Looney Tunes Back in Action would have done very well. Because I would have gone and spent $10 on Looney Tunes Back in Action just for the promise to go get a Tony Hawk movie. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyways.
So all right. So today we're doing the Skate Jam movie. Is essentially we're like, what? Because this is like one of those like Jodorowsky's Dune or Stanley Kubrick's Napoleon is, you know, what if Tony Hawk got to make a movie with the Looney Tunes? So here's my question, because we're diving in. We'll have to explain what Space Jam is to my mom in a second.
Okay.
But my first question is, are we going to do this is modern day Tony Hawk? Because I have a funny idea for that. Or are we doing this was the movie that was going to get made back then?
Mm. I will say this. I think it's either way, and if you already have a funny idea, do the old one. I will say that in the few moments that we were lucky enough to meet Tony Hawk, one, I don't think that man has aged a day. And what's incredible is that again, honestly, one of the best experiences I've ever had meeting a celebrity. That's my phone. Is that
other than meeting celebrity Freddie Wong every day? When
yes,
you, when
other
you
than
work.
That, of course. Is that when we shot with Tony Hawk? Every time we would call cut or whatever, like it's a man who truly loves what he does. He would just go off and skateboard. He just loved it. He had his skateboard around, and it'd be like, cut. He'd be like, cool. Can like literally, he'd be like, cool. Can I like go skate a little bit? Like, yeah, sure, Tony Hawk. You're Tony Hawk. You can do whatever you want. He's like, all right, cool. And he just goes skate. And just
would,
so happy. It's like Zen. It was honestly legitimately
beautiful.
Thing
I've ever
like,
seen. Yeah. Because he would go between set and like makeup area, and he'd pop the skateboard down, do like a couple little like tic tacs, and just like skate around. Like, he spent more time in our presence on a skateboard than on his own 2 feet. I'm like, this is truly a man.
You know why, guys? Because skateboarding's fun.
Yeah, no, it really is.
If Tony Hawk was a screenwriter, I guarantee you he would not be trying to break plot beats between his takes. He would be drinking and doing cocaine in the true screenwriter way to forget about how horrible his job is.
It's just a man who truly loves it. It was like, it's like a fish in water. Like, Tony Hawk lives on the skateboard.
So that is beautiful. That is really wonderful.
So part of me does think, like, it doesn't matter, right? Like, any time.
Yeah, he could be older.
So my only thought was, because, again, like, you guys mentioned, so I'll say my thought, and then we'll bring it back to Space Jam. My only thought was, like, there's been this really endearing series of things that Tony Hawk tweets about nowadays, where, like, he gets mistaken for Tony Hawk. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but, like, he'll literally be, like, walking through, like, TSA with his skateboard, and someone will be like, hey, you look like Tony Hawk. He's like, and he'll always, like, be, like, quiet, like, yeah, I get that a lot or whatever, right? So, and it's just, like, he's always, like, or, like, people don't believe him when he says he's Tony Hawk, and it's just, like, it's, like, this, like, it's just this idea of this guy who is just, like, continually mistaken for himself, but people are like, you can't possibly be Tony Hawk, right? I was like, that might be a fun thing to play around with. Like, they need, like, if you're gonna do a Space Jam type thing where they need this legendary skateboarder, but they have to settle for this guy who looks like him, and he keeps trying to tell them that he's Tony Hawk, but they don't believe him. I don't know.
That's fun.
That's fun.
They're like, that's good. Believe it. Use it.
What I like is
that's what Tony would say. Great.
Yeah, that's what Tony would say. Perfect. I love it.
So are we starting the clock or?
Yeah, let's start the clock.
Why don't you explain Space Jam first?
Okay, so Space Jam is a 1990s animated movie wherein the Looney Tunes, and I'm going to just assume we all know what the Looney Tunes are. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Foghorn Leghorn, Yosemite Sam, some several unfortunate caricatures and problematic takes on gender and sexual dynamics involving skunks. these wacky cartoon characters team up with Michael Jordan, like the real life Michael Jordan, to win a basketball game against the Monstars, who are the minions of this intergalactic amusement park guy who wants to kidnap the Looney Tunes and enslave them to make him the latest attraction to his park. The Looney Tunes live in the center of the earth for some reason, and they,
because it's warmer there,
they challenge them to a basketball game, and then they recruit Michael Jordan after he steals the like basketball powers of Charles Barkley and some other b-ball players and gives them to his minions who become the Monstars. But this is like a very special movie in the like our generation's like childhood memory. This is like one of those iconic movies.
Yeah.
Like
it really is.
And they're doing a sequel anyway. So
also, I believe I can fly.
That's true.
Came from that movie, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit. I'm just really obsessed that
and R. Kelly's
a Joe Dante
gone on
movie
to have a completely unproblematic career, and it's just really incredible.
Space Jam 3 with R. Kelly. Yeah, no thanks.
Okay, so Skate Jam.
Skate
All right,
Jam.
So it's skateboarders, right? So I don't think it's aliens again. It doesn't feel like you can just keep drawing from that well of like, here's more aliens, they're gonna take over the world.
Unless you do it's the same fucking plot, but with skating, and you do that. The guy is running a skate park now. He's running an intergalactic skate park, and he's like, "Oh man, no one's coming to my skate park. You know what I need? I need those Looney Tunes who beat me at basketball." And then he steals Bam Margera's skate. Is Bam Margera skateboard?
Yes, he does skateboard.
I almost said, does he play skateboard?
Does he play skateboard?
So here's a
let's
really,
not do that. That's hacky.
Here's a dumb riff, but just thinking. So if you're going to do old Tony Hawk, one of the nice things or endearing things about Tony Hawk is like he also has like a young kid who like is into skateboarding and stuff. And you used to see a lot of like, I just see like a little just adorable. Just like this family just loves skating. Maybe he's like old and retired and he's like, you know, I just want to make a nice skate park for like the local neighborhood or whatnot.
Oh, it's threatened.
Oh, and then it's a classic. They're going to bulldoze it.
Now, skate parks have some weird shapes. You got pools and like Ooh. Ramps. Yeah, and
do
stuff.
Tell, Matt. Keep going.
And
yeah.
ramps and, mm-hmm. and grinding rails mm-hmm. And benches for when you're tired and you want to sit down and get off your skateboard. Mm-hmm. Maybe the shape from above is an insult to the alien race.
Oh my god!
or something. and they call and like I'm just wondering if you can switch it where it's like Tony Hawk needs the Looney Tunes. As okay. opposed to the Looney Tunes needing Tony Hawk.
You know what I like about doing old Tony Hawk is mm-hmm. we can. This will finally be the movie where we kill off Tony Hawk. it's like Logan, you know?
Tony Hawk enters the ship like the end of Close Encounters in order to save the human race. And his family's like, as long as he's skating in the stars,
the last
okay.
scene is Tony Hawk gets... Like, the,
like Tony Hawk
has the aliens create a Tony Hawk clone, like Weapon X 23, and then it's like this younger version of him, and they have a skate duel that ends with Tony Hawk getting impaled on a branch and then dying and talking to a bunch of kids, and then the last shot is like this kid with like a little Tony Hawk doll burying him, and then the last shot doing a 1080 nosebone.
They look up in the sky in the stars, and there's the you see Orion's belt, and then Tony Hawk's grinding across it. No,
I was thinking the last like it, not to skip to the end, but I was thinking that like because Tony Hawk's a vert skater. There's two types of skateboarders. There's street and vert. So.
Type was Darth Maul in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3?
I believe vert, actually.
Was he a vert?
Yeah. So don't quote me on that, video game nerds.
I believe he was a Sith.
what better way to send off? Like assuming that if we're gonna end the life of one Anthony Hawk here, like what better way of doing it than if it's like a vert? Like he has to do like some like it's like
he has to touch the face of God with his vert.
If it's like some big vert, right? And yeah. he's like, there's only one way to do this. It's like, and it's aliens. So whatever. He does a vert jump so powerful, he escapes Earth's orbit, and then it's just going on verting. Forever. Do you know what I mean? It's like that. And then as they
the
look
eternal
up,
vert.
They look up in the sky and like that therein, gentlemen, a record that shall never be broken. As he verts like past the Cassini. Like you know what I mean? Like he just is like off into yeah, I don't know.
And he's doing a spin as he does it, so his degree number just keeps going up as he hurdles. Like he's like, you know, he goes from a 360 to a 720 to a 1080, and by the time he reaches, you know, Alpha Centauri, he's at doing a 10x to the 25th power
And then when he lands, he does like a manual, and then he just keeps doing a manual over and over again, like as he desperately like scoots across an area to keep his combo going. He's like manual, like yeah,
revert.
Is a cool trick. If this was a competition, they would definitely just keep giving you a combo because this looks rad.
Okay,
can we talk about? There's one more thing on this poster though. So we got Tony Hawk. I like the idea that he's running a skate park because it is definitely within his character.
So are you going with old Tony Hawk like today?
Yeah, I think we got to do.
What I do Tony like Hawk. About that is like let's be. A little optimistic, maybe we can still get this movie made.
Good point.
Whereas we make it about young Tony Hawk.
Yeah, there's no you can't unturn the 360 pop shove it nosebone of time.
So
yeah.
the only thing here is that this is again, I'd like to point out this is they're doing these tricks at the Taz Attitour.
Yes,
so
that's true.
That does need to be a part of it. But like here's my point. The skate park could be the like venue for the Attitour, right? You know what I mean? Like it's like our good friend Tony Hawk. Like,
he's going to host the Attitour.
Yeah, he's going to host the Attitour with like everyone's favorite bands like Stained. you know what I mean? Don't these tours have like cool bands that play with them?
There's the Warped. Is there skating?
Fred,
Kyle,
do you want to set this in 2000?
No, I'm just saying, Matt, for some people, the early 2000s never stopped. Do you know what I mean? I like the idea that there's an Attitour that Taz somehow is like the Taz doesn't even skate. It looks like he's in a toga in this one, but no, that is his signature tornado. It's like a Warped Tour type of thing. There's a tour that's coming around, and it's threatened by the presence of. Does it need to be aliens though? Can it be something else? Can it be evil corporate? You know,
so
whatever.
In
You want them to be cartoon characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's important that the bad guys are cartoon characters because you get that fun cartoon action.
And I think also again, and Tony Hawk, just like in Space Jam, Tony Hawk is real.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, both movies actually in Back in Action is very meta. Like it's like Daffy Duck is mad at that he's playing second fiddle to. Bugs Bunny all the time, so he asks Warner Brothers for a stunt double, and then like Brendan Fraser is his stunt double, but then
Brendan Fraser and Joe Dante. I'm gonna watch this movie tonight.
Steve Martin's in it. Jenna Elfman. So anyway, he gets fired from the Warner Brothers lot, and then it's like him and Brendan Fraser, and then like Steve Martin plays a guy who's the president of the Acme Corporation who's trying to like turn the whole world into monkeys so that we'll be his slaves to make his weapons or something like that, like his Acme weapons. It looks pretty good. Also, I'm just scanning through Wikipedia now. Final film to be scored by composer Jerry Goldsmith, who died less than a year after the film's release.
Damn. Whoa.
Brought the mood there down.
Oof. Okay.
Well, but here it's not aliens, right? It's evil Steve Martin.
But yeah, we could do... Okay, but like, what's a good...
The human cartoon, Steve Martin.
Looney Tune villains.
Well, they... I mean...
I know there are new ones for the... But nobody believes in new shit anymore. Like, if we're going to get this movie sold, we have to be like...
You could make it the Monstars again. Like, if you were going to make it space, like, I would be like, why are you making a new...
Yeah, if we're going to do it, people are going to be like... People were disappointed back in action, which I haven't seen, but I'm already going to put my foot down. It's an underrated masterpiece by Joe Dante. But people were disappointed by it for some reason because people are dumb and they don't like anything new. Again, I have not seen this movie. But the
preview of Matt's Twitter. Back in Action is better than every single Marvel movie that has come out in the last 10 years. Yeah. I said it.
So, but I think coming back and bringing back the Monstars is fun. It makes sense. And the first one did well. So, okay. So the Monstars.
And it's less work for us.
Why do the Monstars, do the Monstars play basketball? I mean, I know they do end up playing basketball.
No, the Monstars were, I'm like, let's get off the Monstars. Like, but did they play basketball?
But what is basketball?
All right. So in the original, Moron Mountain is this, this amusement park. And in space. And then so Swackhammer, Mr. Swackhammer, who's the owner of the Moron Mountain, sends his goons, the Nerdlux, to capture the Looney Tunes. And then once the Looney Tunes challenge them to a game of hoops, the Nerdlux steal the talents of Charles Barkley, Sean Bradley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues.
So it's your classic, like, you may challenge us in any game. How about basketball? Very well. We will attack your NBA players and take their
team. I have an idea.
Oh, and that's why Jordan is spared, because he's playing baseball. That's a good movie.
That is actually really good. That works really good. That works like a Swiss watch.
Hey, guys, that's really fucking good. That's super good. They took a real life event and then made it so that it explained the events of this movie.
That is a real quality moment.
Here's what I think you want to do. Sometimes we avoid this and we try to do something like this movie needs to be about the love of skating.
Agreed.
Yes. So I think, and the Monstars are cartoon characters. You can make them do whatever. They should be into skating. And I think what you could do is like the Monstars after their Space Jam fiasco have opened up, but it, you know, skating may be less popular now, but kind of like, I don't know, my family lives, a lot of them lived in Tehachapi and Bakersfield. We used to always joke that like fads from LA would like hit Bakersfield like 4 years later.
So you were rollerblading when you were like 18.
Yeah, so you do, like, skating's popular in space now, right? It's the hot, it's the 90s, but in space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's true, Will. It's still the early 2000s in space.
Yeah, that's actually where you could get all the 90s nostalgia. It's like all 90s stuff in 2000s is popular in space. But the Monstars have opened up their space park, and they claim it's the best space park in the universe. But little do they know, old Tony Hawk has opened up his own little skate park.
And it also says it's the best skating park in the universe.
No, yeah. That, but people start coming up because like best skate park in the universe guaranteed or your money back. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, I want my money back because there's one on Earth that's better. And it starts destroying the Monstars.
That's really good.
Yeah, and the only thing that's better about Tony Hawk's skate park is that he's got the true love of skating.
Yeah,
that's why it's
better.
As his lines are fucking on point.
Maybe they actually want to kidnap Tony Hawk because if they had Tony Hawk sponsor their skate park, it would be the best skate park in the universe.
So I like the two things I like. I like the idea that there's the implication.
Can we pause for a second and just acknowledge how big a home run matches on this whole idea.
I just want to be clear. There's a car in the parking lot with a baseball embedded in its windshield.
Yeah, that was a dinger, is what that was. That was a Mark McGwire. Oh, who's he? No, yeah, that was like a, yeah, I mean,
I don't know
that
baseball. Was a you can say
that was a PED enhanced dinger, baby.
Will, say any name confidently as a baseball star and look at me and I will believe you.
Okay.
That was a Jackson homer.
That was a Bobson Doug night.
All right.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Anyway.
I like the idea of two things. One, that there's a snooty alien skate park critic who's like, yes, these lines are not indeed very good for street tricks. I'm unable to dock slide properly in this skate park. However, Mr. Tox skate park is much better.
This is very good because you know who that is. You make it fucking... Bam Margera. You make it another, because they're old skaters, right?
Yeah.
And so you make it Rob Dyrdek or somebody. You make it Bam, right? And then like Bam is like, he's like the Anton Ego of skating now. It's gonna be like the kind of like what happened to you moment. And then Tony Hawk is gonna have to perform a fucking just a bodacious move so gnarly that it flashes Bam back to his childhood and his early love of skating. And then he's moved to a single tier, right? He's the judge at the end who's going to be like, who's the better skater or whatever, right?
And then the realization is kind of like in the like home is where your family is, or home is where your heart is, or whatever. Like the lesson at the end is gonna be like, there's no such thing as the best skate park. The best skate park is just any place where you're free.
True.
Damn.
Yeah,
whatever.
Man,
they're just like
Tony Hawk's like, the best skate park of my life was, you know, that my, you know, like my old neighborhood,
yeah, where pools where we, you know,
and in this version all of the famous skaters were friends as like 10-year-olds. So we start like a Sandlot-esque throwback at the beginning where it's Tony and
Venice
Bam
Beach,
and Rob Dyrdek,
yeah,
and they're all you know,
despite their wildly disparate ages,
yeah, and they all drain. There's like a you know what it is? It's like there's like an empty pool that they all used to skate in,
yeah.
And then you have like the cranky old man that was like, "Get out of my pool, you teens!" Like, and then like I don't know, he shows up somehow.
Okay, so are they gonna kidnap Tony Hawk, or do they challenge him? Like, obviously, you're gonna get to a skate challenge.
Yeah,
we're gonna. And we're going to have to, or is it like, trying to think.
Or they're just going to destroy Earth.
They're going to just blow up the Earth.
I want to point out that Tony Hawk, at 20 minutes, by the way, we're 20 minutes in, and I'd like to point out that Tony Hawk, as a vert skater, in a low gravity space environment, allows for some bodaciously gnarly tricks.
That's true.
The man who brought us the 900 could now bring us the 9,000.
The over 9,000.
The over 9,000.
Who is, okay, here's a, is who's better, Tony Hawk at skating or Goku at fighting?
Shit. Shit, that's a good question.
And this will say both at their prime, like their prime power
Tony
levels.
Tony Hawk's
better at skating than Goku is at fighting,
because,
Freddy?
Because Tony Hawk invented new shit.
Goku could beat up Superman if he wanted to. Goku, I saw this on Twitter, I thought this was very funny. Goku would have given Thanos all of the Infinity Stones just to see how powerful he could get before he fought him.
That is true.
Tony Hawk did that.
It's weird when we met Goku in between every take.
He did a Kamehameha.
Kamehameha just killed somebody. It's pretty wild. He just loved doing it.
Okay.
Hey, what happened to Lola Bunny?
Who? Because
Bugs Bunny, they had a very curvaceous bunny that Bugs Bunny.
Lola
fell
Bunny
in love
was
with.
The girl bunny they put in the movie.
What happened to
we
Lola?
Should Lola
huh?
We should put Lola in the movie and we should do something interesting with her. All right, let's talk about, okay.
She's skating now or what?
Can we please figure out what Tony Hawk's deal is?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Tony Hawk. Okay. Tony Hawk is an old man. No, Tony Hawk.
All right,
he's got a skate park. He's got a new skate park. It's because I think he's never been like a super showy dude. Like
that's
like,
what's cool about Tony Hawk. He's like really down to earth. It seems.
Yeah. So it's like I would see him, you know, opening up a. I would. By the way, I'm assuming there already is a real like Tony Hawk designed skate park in Carlsbad like right now. But point being, he's got his opening.
More like
up
Carl's good with that Tony Hawk skate park in it. Sorry,
dude. Top Yelp spots. So he's there, and he's like kind of the curator of it. Maybe there's like a new generation of skaters that he's kind of like, you know, looking over, and there can be a wacky,
he's mentoring,
wacky group of kids dynamic. You know, I love those wacky groups of kids movies.
What if you do? Okay, well, it depends on what you want to do with Tony Hawk in the movie, because there you're putting him kind of the wise old mentor role,
as opposed to being the
like.
Because
then
yeah,
I feel like your main
fair.
Character is like a kid skater who like wants to be the next Tony Hawk, and Tony Hawk is like, you know, like
no,
you
gotta
like,
be the next you.
You gotta be the next you. You gotta enjoy your childhood, right? And then, you know, someone gets kidnapped, and then like you know, like the it's like one of those where the kid gets seduced by the dark side of the other.
He gets seduced by the dark slide. Will has taken off his headphones and is leaving the room as we speak.
Yeah, you kind of got to put Tony Hawk in, if he's going to be the main character, yeah, he's kind of got to be a little bit down and out.
Yeah. So that's my thing I'm trying to think about.
Because Jordan is like down and out as a baseball player, right, in Space Jam.
Could you do...
It's not wildly successful baseball player Jordan has a comeback, right?
Could you do that instead of a skate park at the beginning? Like, he's put skating behind him, right? He's like, I'm too old to skate now.
Oh, he breaks his hip.
Well, you do, like, he's running, like, Tony Hawk's best burritos in the universe or whatever.
Oh.
And it's like one of those.
What is the baseball equivalent for skateboarding? Burritos.
But it's like, and then so you do that, it's like this causes the intergalactic beef or whatever. And then it's like at the end of the movie, maybe it's a skate park.
It's like
park.
A skate park or
like,
something.
I don't know. Or is that, or no?
Well, you're trying to figure out an arc. You're trying
or
to figure out an arc.
Maybe you do Tony Hawk. He's gotten, you know, he's been trying to stay down to earth and everything. He's got his old Tony Hawk business. He's the home of the Birdman or whatever. And his CFO invested all the company's money in Bitcoin.
So now he's like richer.
Bitcoin, but he bought in at 17,000.
Yeah, he bought it at 17,000.
It's to the moon.
And now he's got no money. He's going to have to sell a skate park or something.
Oh, you could do the skate parks on tough times.
Yeah, because less kids are skating. You know what? Less kids are skating because parents are getting too weird about, like, oh, you're going to hurt yourself and you're going to break your wrist. And so no kids are skating anymore. He's like, no, risk and like hurting yourself and skinning your knees is summer, right? That is the youth. That is the thing. Like, we're raising a generation. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's not like they made Michael Jordan poor. It's not like they're like, Michael Jordan is like, is, oh man, you really feel bad for this guy. It's like, you gotta give him, yeah, what's like Tony Hawk's like?
I think Tony Hawk, like, I would do, just because it's like especially we're doing old, go ahead, Freddie.
I'm just saying, what would be more tragic for a man who loves skateboarding as much as Tony Hawk than an entire generation of people not knowing the joy of skateboarding?
Yeah, you can definitely do it a little bit. You can make it a movie about, like, kids need to skin their knees and stuff a little bit. Like, at least a part. Because you could do, like, Tony Hawk. Like, the people recognize him. It could be like,
it's about, are there kids in this movie?
No, but I'm just saying, like...
No, but you could do, like, Tony Hawk.
But I'm saying,
like,
that's why the skate park's on hard times, right? Like, because part of it... Because, right, the lesson to me of skateboarding is, one, you need to be crazy to do it, especially a lot of those tricks. But what the lesson is... You have, like, similar to Spider-Verse, you have to get back up, right? You have to, like, you, if you miss a trick, part of the challenge that you're trying, that you're learning, is it takes effort, and the effort can be painful, but you improve a little bit each time. And if you want to nail this trick, you might get hurt, and you need to learn how to fall, and you need to know how to get back up and keep doing it, right? Like, you have to put a blind faith that you're going to be able to land it, right? That's, to me, very much the thematically inherent in the act of getting good at skateboarding, right? So you have, like, so there's something interesting about the idea that Tony Hawk, who, again, man loves skateboarding, there's a group of people, there's just, like, we're at a generation where people don't like to skateboard anymore, and it's like parents are holding people back, and he's like, oh man, like, this is on tough times, and maybe then it's a globally broadcast event where people can rediscover the love of skateboarding. Can't we just love skateboarding again?
I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud. I'm just trying to, my only problem is, like, that's Tony Hawk being right about something at the beginning of the movie and then just lecturing people about how that's the right. Unless I'm not saying that can't be a theme or a status quo, but I was like, my question is, what does Tony Hawk go through?
Right.
Like, if that's just his opinion that people need to skin their knees more and stuff, that's fine. But, like, I don't understand what that has to do if he's the hero of this movie. Like, how does that engage with his arc? Because otherwise, if he's just talking about that the whole movie, I kind of don't like him.
Yeah, if anything you need, I'm looking at I'm reading the Sports Illustrated of where, like, Tony Hawk is figuring out how to be 50. That's he just turned the big 5-0, which is wild. But yeah, because you need something more like...
He celebrated turning 50 by doing 50-50-50s across
our 50 states.
It'd be like, you know, his first grandkid is skating and gets hurt or something. He's like, skating's too dangerous. Like, my grandkid shouldn't do it or something like that. I'm not saying that's it, but you want him to be elsewhere,
so to speak.
Like, what is he not doing? Maybe it's just like he doesn't know how to. It's just okay. It's just tough because Tony Hawk is truly a perfect man.
Yeah. He's like Paddington. Do you know what I mean? Like,
why can't Tony Hawk be Paddington's right from the beginning?
Paddington doesn't have an arc in Paddington, right? Paddington changes the world around him. He is a force of good just, you know, like, the scariest thing that happens to Paddington is this: for a split second, he loses hope. Right, yeah, like, he loses faith, right, or he loses hope because other people let him down, right? And
So, okay, if in Paddington 2, all he wants to do is get his aunt a pop up book. Maybe this is just all Tony Hawk wants to do is give his new grandkid a skate park.
A skate park. Humble gift of giving.
Or a safe place to skate.
Oh, maybe you do.
Because here's what I was going to say. You could also do, if the skateboard's a MacGuffin, right?
Yes.
Hear me out. Tony Hawk is going to give this, donate this skateboard to like a charity, so like a group of kids, like at like an inner city school or something, can start their own skate park, because they're going to auction the
it's his original board or something.
And
right?
The Monstars need to convince everybody that Tony Hawk has sponsored their skate park, so they steal Tony Hawk's
original board
with his signature, so they can hang up at the skate park and be like, no, this skate park is indeed sponsored by Tony Hawk. In fact, he comes every Tuesday. You probably just missed him, but here's a skateboard. This is Tony Hawk's skate park. Mm-hmm. And they're using his name and his brand without him knowing. But all he wants to do is like, he just wanted to give his board to these city kids.
So now he's got to go get it back?
Yeah,
couldn't he just sign another board? Like, he's got more than one skateboard, right? They destroy all his other boards.
Maybe
it's like the scene in Iron Man 3 where they attack the house.
That's a little bit of his lesson. It would be that that's what he's saying. It's all for this good reason, but it'd be a little bit like the Frasier episode, as we always reference, where he loses one of his 2000 tapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first it's like, oh, it's just a collection, but it's like, it's this. It would be like he wants it because it's his original skateboard, but it's like, Tony, you can never go back to being 19. Like,
yeah, but he was going to give it away at the beginning. I don't think the tape episode of Frasier wouldn't work if he was giving up the tapes.
That's true.
But
maybe it was gonna be preserved in this, like,
But then was he gonna sell it to? Why doesn't he just cut them a check? He's rich. Okay. All right. But we're getting somewhere there, because I think retirement makes sense as a thing, right? Like this is what he loves doing. Like, is he retired? Does Tony Hawk still do stuff?
I mean, how do you retire from?
I mean, does he compete like at the X Games?
No,
I don't think so.
Can't kidnapping. Like, can it be that he is going to go speak or whatever it is, and he gets taken? And, like, what he wants to do, he's trying to get back.
Oh, he's been enslaved.
Like, they take him to the skate park, and he's in space in this crazy cartoon world, and he wants to get back. Like,
Here's the thing, because I'm also like, where do the Looney Tunes come into any of this, right?
Looney Tunes are going to go rescue
Tony Hawk.
Like, hurry, Looney Tunes, you're our only hope.
So is it like they're just his celebrity friends?
No. Imagine
all of the Earth's normal celebrities are too scared of the monsters.
You cut to Tony Hawk gets taken, and then you cut to little Daffy Duck. And he's got his little Daffy Duck kids, and they all got little skateboard helmets. And he's like, "Oh, we're gonna go to Tony Hawk's skate park," and they're all really excited.
In fact, you might even do
something if you take one of the characters. Maybe Daffy Duck is sneaking out because who's Daffy Duck's
love interest?
Yeah.
Lola Bunny.
No, that's not Lola
Bunny.
Fucked up,
I know.
That's not.
It's caused a rift.
I don't think Daffy
him.
Duck has a love interest.
Okay, let's say it's Bunny. Let's say it's here. Well, we can make Lola and
Daffy have a thing.
Bugs, like, actually, like, a
it's
real.
Melissa real, Duck, featured as, like, in one card. Yeah,
let's say it's Lola Duck.
Melissa Foghorn, Duck.
Foghorn Leghorn, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Yosemite Salmon, Melissa.
Okay, this is me just swinging, but if you do something like, but
I like
Bugs
making
Bunny,
one of the Looney Tunes a character
Bugs
who's dealing
Bunny,
with the their kid.
Bugs Bunny's retired. He's kind of like, he's anti Tony Hawk. He's retired, but like he's like, I just think he's like overprotective of his kids, and Lola Bunny wants her kids to have a good time, so she sneaks out and takes some skateboarding. But Bugs Bunny's like, it's dangerous, or whatever. And Lola goes to the skate park, and then Tony Hawk's been kidnapped, and I don't know.
What if it's just, I'm like, I feel like I'm not getting a lot of Tony Hawk with the Looney Tunes in that concept, because it feels like
30 minutes in, boys.
No, because I think they show up, they go straight to, they know where he was taken, they go to Monstars, and Monstars like, we're not giving him up, and then they challenge, they do.
Yeah, but then, okay, but Tony Hawk's just, what, in a prison cell? How does Tony Hawk train them as skateboarding?
Well, Tony Hawk, they're like, Tony Hawk gets to be part of the skate competition. That would be part of the...
Yeah, but why do they
I don't like them? I don't like mind-controlled Tony Hawk.
I don't
like enslaved Tony Hawk. I want my boy Tony Hawk to be part of the crew.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. I think, Matt, you bring up a point, which is the Looney Tunes. Because actually, to go back to, again, the home run you hit, I do think the simpleness of the both skate parks say they're the best skate park in the universe is interesting to me, and I think that's fun.
Yeah, we shouldn't get
it. And I think that. What is, and that's again, Michael Jordan is not the main character of Space Jam, like in the sense that he is the mentor, right? He's the one who's going to train them in basketball. So if you were going to do something, like I'm looking at, like, who are the Looney Tunes? Like, Looney Tunes characters, give me a second. Like, if you picked a Looney Tune who you were going to say, like, is good at skate, looking at the Looney Tunes, which do you think would be the best at skateboarding? party? Is my question.
I mean, Bugs Bunny is the problem because Bugs Bunny's the
yeah,
best
but Bugs Bunny.
No, okay, idiots. Easily, Taz, who's bitten off of his skateboard and is doing a fucking dope trick. And our boy Marvin the Martian, who has hoverboard technology he's not sharing with anybody else.
Can I throw something at you? Can I throw something at you? It feels like the father-son or the parental angst you're getting is you mad. That feels like a job for Sylvester Cat, Sylvester J. Pussycat and his son, Sylvester Jr. Because Sylvester's That's like good. Nervous and he's like a less angry Donnie, you know, Donnie Duck, Donnie Wahlberg Duck.
Donnie Duck.
Donnie Ducko. Ooh.
Donnie Ducko.
If there was modern Looney Tunes, they should totally do a Daffy Ducko. It's Daffy like Donnie Ducko, but with Daffy Duck. Anyway, but like maybe you do.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places.
Oh, okay.
I find it kind of funny.
Okay, I have an okay.
I find it kind of sad.
Okay, I have an idea. You do Sylvester the cat is begrudgingly bringing his kid to Tony Hawk's skate park because Tony Hawk's his kid's hero.
Yeah, and he's very nervous about his kid skating.
The Monstars, since it's freaking cartoons, we can do whatever. It's not that they destroy Tony Hawk. They literally use like a they hire Marvin the Martian and they come up with one of his contraptions and they teleport Tony Hawk's skate park away. So Tony Hawk comes out of his house and the skate park's gone.
They steal the skate park.
They steal the skate park. You might even do the thing I would do is Sylvester might see them. Like they take a road trip. They want to go to Tony Hawk's skate park. They're at the hotel. The kid can't wait to go tomorrow. And Sylvester, I was wondering if you can do like Sylvester either knows that they're going to take it and doesn't stop them or something, but somewhat kind of responsible or knows what's going to happen.
Maybe,
and
okay, keep going.
I was going to say the skate park gets taken. The kid's sad. He's like, that's too bad. I guess you can't skate anymore. See, skating's dangerous. You might get teleported.
Won't need this anymore as he breaks
his skateboard.
And then
Sylvester, his kid is like, we got to help Tony Hawk get his skate park back, Dad. And then they call the Looney Tunes and they're going to go get it.
What? That did not go. I thought it was going to be like they're all at the skate park and the skate park gets teleported to Mars.
And they're already in the skate park
or whatever.
That's good too. It's easier to get them there.
What's fun about that is that you can do the gag. You can do the gag where it's like, check this out. I'm going to do a sick vert trick. And then it's like, as it gets teleported, the Looney Tunes character is going off the lip. And then it's like, it hit Mars gravity. So the momentum just shoots him into the stratosphere. And they just check in with him every so often where he's like, and he's passing the sun.
You do Tony Hawk just got back from like the doctor. Because he's like 51 and something's hurting. Like he can't skate as much anymore. He's feeling bad. Going to space, the gravity's lower. He feels fresh as a spring chicken. Is that the term? And he's all excited that he can skate again.
I'm so weird. Deep. Speaking of being in deep space here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's just get back to first principles here. Okay. Wait. I'm just struggling for an angle. So. Is this, again, in Space Jam, right?
Yeah.
They have the setup that leads to the Looney Tunes are going to play basketball. Michael Jordan is going to play basketball with them, right?
Yes.
Here's the trick with skating, and maybe this was part of it, is that it's like skating isn't like a team sport, right?
Well, you can make it that way, right? You can do it so like the combined score of
these
five.
Track and field.
Yeah, but it's not like, my point is not seven people doing skate stuff at once.
Do you know
what I mean? So... Is he training everyone individually at skating?
Yeah, because track and field, like it would, yes, in terms of the way you would shoot it or the way the event goes, it would be a little bit more like, you know, Tasmanian Devil goes down the ramp and they watch him and they're all supporting him. And then he, you know, goes against one of the Monstars. And then you do like the kid who's worse at vert. Like they do some sort of like random wheel spinning to decide who does what.
Yeah,
and like
do different events.
Yeah. Sylvester Cat is like, he's okay with the grinding because he stays close to the ground, but oh no, he's got to do the vert against the monster who's best at vert.
Okay.
And they're like,
You've sold me. Okay.
Tweety Bird would fucking kill at vert.
Oh yeah. They definitely train. Like, you know, as long as you do vert, we're good. Cause you stay in the air. You can do like a 1500 cause he flies.
To stop thinking about this as a Tony Hawk movie for a second. Cause I think maybe we did get off on the wrong track in terms of it being,
we're too close to the man.
We're too close to the man. And
the myth,
it's
the legend.
Having it be a Looney Tunes movie featuring Tony Hawk.
Yeah,
kind of hit it from that angle. How are we doing on time?
We're 38 minutes in. 20
okay,
minutes. Let's
all
go.
Right, we're good. What were you going to say, Matt?
So what is the Looney Tunes story in Space Jam?
I mean, it's just a bunch of silliness, but it's the Looney Tunes, like they're, if you're looking at their plot, they are going to get enslaved to be part of this amusement park. And then they challenge the... people who are trying to enslave them to a game of basketball.
Okay, so they don't want to be enslaved.
They don't want to be enslaved.
Yeah, it's tough. Here's why it's tough. It's because I think we're too close to the orbit of Space Jam.
Right? Yeah,
because
it's
easy to be like, okay, well, it's Tony Hawk's soul, and he has to skate for the soul of, or whatever, and then you're just like, okay, then it just becomes Space Jam, right? So we need to get away from that Space Jam orbit.
But I think, again, I would actually say, like, I feel like we're trying to get too cute with it by, like, half. Like, you can...
We keep missing that. It's so simple that we keep trying to make it more complicated. Tony Hawk is, like, Rambo in Rambo 3, right? Like, he's out of the game, right? Mm-hmm. He has this skate park. He has moved on. He is, again, a Paddington-esque character, right? Yeah. Like, but he has, like, put professional skating behind him because, you know, his arc is that, like, 90% of why he did it was for the right reasons. 10% was he was afraid he was getting too old, mm-hmm. right? And then he started this skate park for the love of skating, right? The Tony Hawk's best skate park in the universe, right? Beginning of the movie, he gets sued by the intergalactic space park, right? Mm-hmm. And his park gets shut down. Mm-hmm. And his joy in life is passing skating on to the next generation. All of these kids, because his park is this beautiful place. It's free to all, right? Mm-hmm. And all of these kids don't have any place to skate anymore. And they're really sad about it. And he's like, damn these monsters. They ruined my shit. I need to, I've got to, prove that I, whatever, right? He meets up, it's the reverse, like you said, he needs the help of the Looney Tunes. The Looney Tunes have fought the Monstars before, right? So he's at home, right? He's at home, he's depressed, and again, these movies are always a little meta. He watches the 30 for 30 documentary
on
Space Jam, right? And he's like, oh my God, the Looney Tunes, yes, they're my hope. Just like my friend Michael Jordan trained them to play basketball, I can train them to play to be skaters.
And Space Jam are the opposite of Tony Hawk, because when he comes to ask for their help, again, I would do, if you're going to do a little meta, kind of like, they do this all the time with the Muppet movies.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we're old fashioned, nobody watches us anymore, like, you're talking about Space Jam. Did you see Space Jam 2? No, you didn't. Did you? Nobody needs our help anymore.
I was gonna say you do the Looney Tunes are in movie jail.
Yeah,
in Los Angeles, because back in Action bombed, and they've been in the Warner Brothers movie jail.
Oh, Bugs Bunny's bitter and frozen as an artist because he keeps saying people just didn't understand back in Action. Like, and that's all he's trying to do. And they're like, you just got to give it up. And the end of the movie, he's like, when he does his super dunk, he's like, Back in Action wasn't a good movie. No, he goes to grow as an artist. And he like does a super dunk.
He goes, I'm back in action, and then he does the dunk, and then Joe Dante. We're gonna get a Joe Dante cameo, right? Act one. Okay. I think I got it. I'm on a roll here.
You're on a roll, baby. Go for it.
Act one, Tony Hawk living his normal life. We're also cutting the intergalactic space intrigue with the best. We cut from the best skate park in the universe. Yeah. And you have your essentially boardroom version of the mirror mirror on the wall scene where they're like, why are our profits down? Why are people getting so many refunds? It's like, well, you said no money, your money back. There's a better skate park. And he's like, what? And then we cut to Tony Hawk's. And we, again, get that kind of thing that, like, he's given up skating professionally, right? Yeah. And it's a little bit because he's scared, right? Mm-hmm. And he loves giving skating to other people, but he's also just, like, afraid he can't do it anymore. And then you do, the Monstars show up, right? And they shut down, he gets sued, they file an intergalactic injunction against his skate park.
Yeah, like the mayor of Carlsbad comes up. He's like, hey, sorry, unfortunately, we have to shut down the skate park, Tony Hawk. You've had a complaint from the Intergalactic. Like, what? He's like, yeah, I didn't know it existed either, but all these aliens showed up. Like, you got shut down. I like that it's not even destroyed. It's just that they just closed the gate.
Yeah.
All he wants to do is open it up.
Yeah. And so all the kids are sad, and he's like, this sucks. He's at home, not skating, and again, we get a little bit more backstory that he hasn't gotten on the board in years, right? Yeah. We're like, Tony, what's wrong? And he, because he biffed it real hard and, broke his hip or whatever. And he's, he's been afraid of getting back on the horse. Anyway, he sees the 30 for 30 documentary. He's like, oh my God, this is it. Like, if I can be, I can't, I'm too old to beat these guys at a skateboarding competition. Because he saw how good they were at the park, right?
Yeah.
Because, when the Monstars show up at the park, they shred the place with their bodacious cartoon moves, right? He's like, I can't go up against that, right? He watches the 30 for 30 documentary. He's like, the Looney Tunes, that's my only hope, right? Act two is getting the Looney Tunes out of movie jail. He teams up with all his old skate buds, like Bam and Jason Lee and all the other people I Googled.
Well, then he finds out a bunch of them have already sold out and they're already with the Monstars.
Yeah. But it's this movie jail break. And yes, I like the other arc being that Bugs Bunny feels rejected by the world, right?
Yeah.
And that he's like, that the Looney Tunes are like, we need to come back like the Muppets, right?
Yeah,
everyone loves the Muppets. Why don't people love the Looney Tunes anymore?
You get that little, you would also get, it's a little bit of like getting the team back together, because you can also see where the different Looney Tunes have kind of gone.
Yeah, it can also be
a practical thing. It's also like, hey, if you want to challenge this legal proceeding, you can go to the Monstar's home planet. They're like, how do you do that? It's like, well, I mean, we don't have the technology.
But Marvin the Martian does.
Marvin the Martian does. So yeah. Like, you'd have like Marvin the Martian and Daffy have a beef, and Daffy has to like,
Marvin the Martian is working at SpaceX.
Yes.
He's getting coffee for Elon Musk, and then like he's like, oh, you quit. Or whatever. Marvin the Martian is getting chewed out by Elon Musk. All your characters are doing their different things. You know, Foghorn Leghorn is protesting Confederate statues getting torn down.
Holy shit, what you do is they steal the SpaceX.
Yes, they steal
thing,
and then
they're all upset, and then the end of the movie is everybody's waiting for the thing to land, and it's like, I don't know how you make it some skateboarding thing, but be like the first successful SpaceX like landing on a vert ramp or something. They're like, yeah!
The SpaceX rocket does a grind.
Yeah.
The end of the ship is spiraling out of control as it goes to Earth, and they're like, no one can fly this thing, and then Tony Hawk's like, you mean no one can land it? And then
holy shit.
They rig up his skateboard to the controls, and then like his arc is he saves everybody by landing the ultimate move, which is skate
remote controlling SpaceX rocket.
Because he was the first one to do the 900, right?
Correct.
That was the whole thing.
Yes.
So it could be, if you want that 10%, I wouldn't do like he stops skating. It's that he can't admit to himself, like every once in a while he tries to do the 900.
And he can't do it anymore.
Oh my god.
He still loves skating, but there's something about there's still that competition.
Oh my
he doesn't
god.
Feel like and he other people have done it now since, right?
Yeah.
And people have probably done more.
Yeah,
exactly. So he's like, it's acknowledgement that he's never going to be the best because he's older now. Like, there's people that perfect. He was the stepping stone for other people to a degree. Right now, other people have gone better. He'll never do it again. He lands like a 900 on the rocket. Like, it's like, it's rotating. How do you stop it?
Yeah, they're like, we need a counteraxial rotation of a clockwise 900 degrees. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Tony Hawk steps out of the crowd. It's like, I can do that. Tony, no.
Yeah.
Give me my board.
And the lesson is you're never going to necessarily be better at something that you did as a kid, but that doesn't mean you can't stop improving yourself in other ways. Like he uses, so it's like he lands the greatest whatever rocket landing. Okay. That's very cool.
Okay, that's great. I love that.
I feel like the ship is definitely is heading towards the skateboard.
Yeah. Oh, so they steal. Yes, they steal us with the help of Marvin the Martian. He busts Bugs Bunny out of movie jail. He recruits the other Looney Tunes. He gets the band back together, and then they steal a SpaceX rocket with Marvin the Martian and go to the intergalactic space.
Goes to the Monstar's home planet.
The Monstar's
Huck Jam.
You should definitely do a parody of the black hole. Like, how did they get there so quick? Well, there's a wormhole. And then you just do the wormhole sequence from Interstellar. The dude's like getting stretched out and tuned out. Maybe when he comes through the other side, he's a cartoon if you can't afford him, you know, to be in the movie full time. Anyway. So act three then is they get to the skate park, right? Because yes, you do that to celebrate now officially being the best skate park in the universe. They're throwing the Taz Jam or whatever, right? The Attitude is being hosted at the new skate park. So they go to enter the Attitude, right? And, you know, they're going to win. And by winning, they're going to prove that, you know, his skate park's the best, or he's going to get enough money. I love and when Animaniac stares and, you know, does really pedantic stuff. It's not even that, like, we're going to bet and prove. It's he's going to get enough money to hire the world's best lawyer to countersue. And then they're going to be able to settle, and he'll be able to get his theme park back open. Like, that's the plan, essentially. And then Lola Bunny is the new is the lawyer, right? Lola Bunny. Okay, here's what it is. This is how you get Lola in there, because she's better than fucking Bugs Bunny. Give me a break. So you would do that. Lola Bunny Esquire is the best lawyer on Earth, right? But her fee is outrageous. So Tony Hawk goes to her to be like, look, I need help shutting down my space park. It's like, look, if we're going to go up against them, we're going to need a lot of money and blah, blah, blah. And then so she's the one who can be like, you should watch this documentary, you know, Space Jam 30 for 30, because I think I know someone who might help you if you can convince him. You know, and it's like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
She's a little hint into that. Anyway.
Space Jam 2 caused the divorce between Bugs Bunny and Lola Bunny.
That's actually really good.
And they're in the middle of divorce proceedings. Bunny refuses to let go because she won't admit that that Back in Action was a good movie, so he refuses to sign the papers until she accepts it.
Yes. Yes, and then you do that Space Jam. You do. It's not that he's in movie jail. Someone else can be in movie jail. He's like Howard Hughes now.
Yeah,
he's in like the Citizen Kane. He's like Citizen Kane. Like he's in this giant mansion by himself, full of Looney Tunes stuff, and he's just like an old coot now. No one remembers.
You
him,
think
right?
He's doing a slam dunk, but he's actually got a pen and he signs the divorce papers. And they're like, wait, he's not playing basketball. I was gonna say the low point could be you could do a little bit where there's these new kids, these new hot shots. And you have one kid who like mouths off to Tony Hawk. Like Tony Hawk's not really a legend. He did 900. Everybody does 900s before. It's the classic. He always goes through his age. Is like, yeah, oh, just because you're the first doesn't mean you were the best.
Yeah, like, there was like a video of like an 8-year-old doing a 900.
Yeah, but you could do that. That kid is like kind of like, and Tony Hawk doesn't take the bait. And Tony Hawk's like, that's cool, man. You're a really good skater. Like, you know, time's on. Of course, the Monstars bring him. Mm-hmm. And you could do that. Tony Hawk does. He eventually it gets on his nerves because he's seeing everybody else skate and he sees all the stuff that he can't do anymore. And the Monstars are doing stuff. And sure enough, it's like the final match is going to be Bugs Bunny versus this guy or whatever. And the guy mouths off to Tony Hawk, and Tony Hawk's like, "I'll take you on." And it's like, "Tony, what are you doing? Like you can't relive
Your takes
days
the bait.
Or whatever.
I like that.
It takes the bait or whatever." It's like it's like kind of
that's why
point.
The Monstars bring the kid. Like, oh, this is how we're going to get Tony Hawk. Right? The kid challenges him. Right? And then Tony's like, "I can take him on. Right? Yes. Like I can do it. I can do a 1280 or whatever."
Exactly.
And they're like, "The low gravity, I can handle it." Like, and they're like, "Tony, no," because it's his pride getting to him.
And the kid's gonna learn a lesson because Tony Hawk's gonna realize like he can't do a 900 again, but like he can still skate with the pure joy of skating or whatever. He does the same routine that was like the first time he ever got a skateboard. He like, you know, he just like grinded on like his dad's car.
The first time he ever got a skateboard, he fell off.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so Act 3 is essentially the skate park jam.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the Looney Tunes are all competing, right? Some of them biff it and don't make it. Like, you know, you get to the final four, right? And it's Bugs and Tony Hawk, because you do one of them had to, you do, like, his kind of high moment is, like, one of the, like, you would do, Yosemite Sam gets disqualified for shooting someone during the thing or whatever. And so he subs in for Yosemite Sam. It's his first time on the board in years, but like, you know, his new friend Shirmani does really good, right?
Yeah.
And so like now he makes it to the final four and he's feeling really good about himself. And then you do, the final mat. He has his low moment where he biffs it in his match.
I was like, that he robs Bugs Bunny of his chance. Like Bugs, it's all about him like helping Bugs Bunny get back in the groove.
And then he's finally gonna
have a chance to like prove it in this like championship. And Tony Hawk again not only like makes it so that there's a good chance they're gonna lose, but he also robs Bugs Bunny of his thing. So you have this thing where they kind of like these two old legends like kind of like are both dealing with
that's
it.
Interesting.
So what is your turn into the ending? How do they win? What's the
I'm trying to think of it as like it's because it's like Tony Hawk skates in a way that like it's not about like doing the best trick, but it's like for like again because the mean kid is like skating for the wrong reasons or whatever. But yeah, you
okay.
Don't,
so well, I also like that you do all of the
Kid's sponsored. The kid's like, I'm gonna get a sponsorship from right. Like the mean kid's like all about the commercial side of skateboarding.
So yeah.
Here's what you do. Okay. Tony Hawk, instead of bear with me, this is very cheesy and dumb, but what you do is when it's time for Tony Hawk to skate. All of a sudden, what's that behind him? It's all the kids that don't have a skate park anymore. He's like, look, man, if we're going to lose, I at least want these kids to skate at the best skate park in the universe. And then all the kids, and it's all the little kids from his town all skating, and all the Monstars are like crying, like, oh, this is so adorable. How can we rob these kids of a skate park or whatever it is? I don't know. No, okay.
Nah. I mean, I see what you're going for.
And the kids are in the rocket when it's going down.
Now I have to save these kids I sent into space, Tony.
Here would be a thought. Could you do, like, because I like that all the skating events are a little silly, right?
Yeah.
Like, because they're all cartooned up and stuff like that. But maybe the last one is, like, an interpretive free skate. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like the artistic skate. Like, it's like the, like, you know, you're, it's like the, it's like figure skating.
It's just free expression, man.
Yeah, and so it's like this. He has to skate what he feels in his heart, right? Like, and like one of those, I don't know.
I can see that because I also like the guy being like the most, like the young kid being like the most macho. He's like, fine, we'll do that. I'm the most expressive motherfucker there is. I'll express my heart out or whatever it is, but it's like this very rigid.
Okay, I want to circle back in here because there's a bit of a hiccup here, which is again, so it's like, yes, you have them going through the tournament. I like that. And that's your third act and that's your fun, right? Tony's fear that he's not good enough anymore. Again, because it feels like we're either doing one or two things. Either he's like worried that he's not good enough. And then I like that he gets over that. You know what I mean?
You could just make it that instead of this, like he chooses, like the low point is, and like he chooses to go. It could be that, like, again, they don't.
He
think.
Doesn't want. He can't. He has to, and he doesn't want to.
Yes,
that could be the crisis.
Yes,
you know
it'd
I mean?
Be the last one is between this guy Bugs Bunny. And the guy's like, I want to take on Tony Hawk, and he's like, but he's the coach. He's not.
Or they sabotage Bugs Bunny.
Oh yes, they sabotage Bugs Bunny.
Or Bugs Bunny
put a single pebble on the ground. Anybody who's ever skateboarded is cackling right now. Anybody who knows skateboarding like I
just
do knows,
yeah.
that is perhaps the most deadly thing you can do to a skateboarder.
I would do that it's Bugs Bunny's pride gets to him.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would do that it's Bugs Bunny gets pissed because, yeah, the kid shits on Back in Action right before the final.
Oh, it's the classic Bugs Bunny. It's going to be the Bugs Bunny and the kid. Tony Hawk feels good. Bugs Bunny's great. And it would be like, right, it's the classic, like, before the race, they meet up at a bar and their tempers get of them. And sure enough, Bugs Bunny takes the bait and they do something that either injures Bugs Bunny or he gets arrested for breaking something or whatever it is and he can't skate tomorrow.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny's like, I'm the fucking greatest there ever was. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah.
And then now it's on Tony Hawk.
Because the kid's like, you're old school. You're old news, you know, Bugs Bunny. Like, you're, yeah, because Tony Hawk's the cool dude. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, we're supposed to Tony Hawk being a dick, but it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes, he's like you're old news, man. Like, the annoying orange is funnier than you. Yeah, you know, PewDiePie's better. PewDiePie shows up. PewDiePie's in the bar and just starts shitting on Bugs Bunny, and then Bugs has had enough, and then he and PewDiePie get into a slapstick competition, and then Bugs Bunny fucking breaks his legs.
Yes, it's something like that, and then Tony Hawk, it's up to Tony Hawk to take the last
yes,
challenge or whatever.
And then,
he can't admit it to anybody, but deep down he's like, it's one thing to still love skating, but he doesn't know if he has it in him for like the competition again.
Yeah, exactly, right? He doesn't know if he can do, and it's all
because
about,
competition was about pushing when he had nothing left to lose, but now he has things to lose.
Yeah,
he's got
yeah,
family,
yeah.
He's got all this other
and
stuff. And if he loses, it's not just pride that he's gonna lose. If he loses, he's gonna lose it for all the kids. So it's a pressure that he never felt before because
yeah.
Skating was about freedom. But now this competition is about more than that. It's about something serious that like he's got like there's something to lose here.
And
which
then
I
you
like.
Do, yes, and I like that it's the free skate
yeah.
And it's Bam is there, you know, the Anton Ego of skating, and he's gotta like do a routine that's like pure of heart and
yeah.
Like, you know, like he's not going to do the 900
yeah.
Right, and his skate routine is going to be a tone poem on the a meditation on the passage of time, and you know halfway through the routine he invites the kid to skate with him,
yes,
right, and then the kid like has this moment where he remembers that Tony Hawk is the guy who got him into skating
yeah.
Right, and the
shit.
Kid is moved, and then the two of them do this beautiful thing together, and then Tony Hawk, with Tony Hawk's help, he helps the kid do his first 900,
yes,
do you know what I mean? It's like one of those, and then Bam is moved to tears, and then they're like you know whatever. Right,
yeah.
And then they win the money.
Yeah, what happens at the end? How do they get onto the rocket ship that's heading back to? It feels like something's happening that they like suddenly have to get.
I
back
feel like
to
in that version, it ends with the skate. I don't know that you need like an extra, and then they got to land the rocket.
That's
ship.
True. That's true.
It's an intense post-credit sequence.
It's just a classic. It would be something very simple where it's like the ship is leaving because on like a time thing. And it's like they're all celebrating. It's going, and they're like, oh, we gotta get to that rocket ship, and Tony Hawk's gonna be left behind. And then like the kid does like. Verts so high because like you know he's younger, he like verts high enough like he holds Tony Hawk and the two of them go down a ramp together and he throws Tony Hawk up into the air so he can
he's like
you know,
thanks,
go back
kid,
to
thanks,
Earth
kid. I will live in the with the aliens forever teaching them how to skate.
I'm gonna kick it out here in outer space.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell your mom.
Yeah, oh, because yeah. The kid is deep down it'd be whatever this kid is. What did you call him?
I don't know.
Oh, Bam? No,
no Bam is the Anton Ego.
It's a Freddie Wong, cynical skater kid is. Deep down is like doing for sponsorship and stuff
mm-hmm.
now. And he decides to stay here instead of go back to Earth where all the riches and everything are because here he found skating for real. And now, you know, I like that he's like, he's leaving and he just wants to do it. He has nothing left there anymore.
He was being a dick at the old skate park. He
yeah.
was a big fish in a little pond. Like
yeah.
he has a lot to learn here. This
yeah,
is like
yeah.
he's going to learn from the greatest skaters in the universe.
Yeah.
Right. So and then yes, he helps Tony Hawk get back to Earth.
Yeah,
yeah. And then Tony, they're like, "Man, it sucks. We had to leave Tony Hawk behind." And they're like, "Who's that on the window?" And it's Tony Hawk. He's like, "Let me in." And then the end is they crash land
yes.
the spaceship back into Elon Musk's Tesla.
Yes.
Oh no, you know what this? It crashes. It crash lands into like like the parking lot of like Tesla, and the impact creates another skate park.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the movie.
Sum it up.
Yeah.
You want to sum
right.
it up?
So our movie begins in the greatest skate park in the universe, part one. Tony Hawk's like down home, you know, Carlsbad skate park where like it's like a blissful sort of skating Garden of Eden.
Birdman Park.
And it's the greatest skate park in the universe. And he thinks that's really great. But there's another greatest skate park in the universe out in the universe itself being run by Smack Hammer. Was that the guy?
Sure.
Shack Hammer, Slack Hammer, the guy from the first Space Jam is doing a skate park now, and profits are down because people are going to this other better skate park, best skate park in the universe, and asking for their money back. So he and his goons launch an all-out lawyer invasion on Tony Hawk and give him a cease and desist letter and shut down his skate park for good. And he looks at all the radical teens that want to skate, and they can't anymore because their favorite skate park is done. He's like, this sucks. I got to get this injunction lifted. So he goes to Lola Bunny Esquire, the best lawyer in the universe, or your money back, and she's like, look, this is going to cost a lot of money. We're going to need to, you know, like, fight. We're going to need to countersue. It can be very expensive. He's got really big lawyers. We need to raise
like
our legal fees.
Really big lawyers.
Really big lawyers.
You give Lola a little moment where I like that she says best lawyer in the universe or your money back, and then you would do at her low point, she like gives all the money back.
Oh, that's good.
She's like, well, it's like, I'm not the best lawyer in the universe. And then, you know, Bugs Bunny would be like, no, like, I like you left me because I wasn't good enough for you. You are the best lawyer in the universe. Like, you can always get better.
And then she does a skate trick.
And she does a skate trick with a pen.
She does one of those little, because she's really good at, oh, you do, because she's always doing pencil twirls. And then they have because there's skaters of all shapes and sizes in the universe, right? So there's like different size categories. Some skaters are the size of a planet, and some are like, you know, the size of a little atom or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So in the miniature skating competition for like the small, like they don't have someone to compete until they realize Lola's sick at tech decks.
Oh my God.
The finger skateboard. Yeah, so then she
good,
has to
good,
do a finger
because
she does pen tricks. Anyway, all right, that's a really important plot point. Anyway, so she convinces him to watch the 30 for 30 documentary because he's like, I can't take them on at their own game. I'm not a legendary skater anymore. And then he realizes the Looney Tunes, they're incredible athletes. I can train them. So then he has to bust all the Looney Tunes out of movie jail, and he's got to go recruit them. He steals Marvin the Martian,
SpaceX,
and Bugs Bunny, who's like Howard Hughes, reeling from the failure, the commercial failure of Looney Tunes 2, back in action.
Yeah.
Joe Dante won't even return his calls anymore. And so then they all team up. They go to space. They compete in the competition, the Taz Attitour. And, you know, they're going through the competition. Tony has to get back on the board. It feels great. He's kind of like, you know, but he's still conflicted. That's when evil Anton Ego Bam Margera shows up and is like, Tony, you look ridiculous. You're an old man on a skateboard. Give me a break. It's a young man's skate. What are you doing, you fool? And like, Tony really takes that to heart. He's like, fuck, who hurt you, Bam? And then the it's all going well until the night before, and then this other rival skater fucks with Bugs Bunny by saying he's not as good as PewDiePie.
They're all laughing. All the TVs in the bar turn to back in action.
Yeah, yeah,
and yeah. Bugs Bunny goes nuts.
And then Bugs Bunny goes nuts and tries to do the biggest slapstick routine of all time. He tries to do Rabbit Season, Duck Season with Daffy Duck.
He tries to prove he's still funny. There's nothing less funny than old man trying to prove he's still funny.
I like that he tries to prove he's funny. It's not even that he physically injures himself. It's just that he bombs so hard he cannot. He's like in a coma the next day. He just becomes old recluse Bugs Bunny again. So then Tony Hawk has to do this final move, and he does this beautiful
interpretive skate dance.
He skates with his rival kid and inspires him to do his first 900. Bam sees it and flashes back to his own childhood. Bugs Bunny is motivated by this pure display of art. You know, he's like, wow, Tony was really able to stick it out there and not care about his haters. Like, I can do the same thing. And then they all go back to Earth happily ever after. And they create a new skate park by cratering it.
The way you do it with Bugs Bunny would be something, whatever the exact plot point is, it'd be like they don't have the money to get back to Earth, and Bugs Bunny has been keeping all the DVDs of Spiff back in action. So like, it should be Bugs Bunny Let's Go or something that lets him like get back to Earth. Like, he's like, I'm gonna sell my back in action memorabilia.
He brought it with him on the
spaceship. And then they're like, we got $24. Well, that's just enough for us to get out of this place. So let's go. And they go, or whatever.
I was going to say, it's like they're coming in too hot and they have to jettison the cargo.
Oh, yes, they have to jettison the cargo. Yeah. Like, why is this so heavy?
It's like, because I brought 800,000 back in action DVDs with me.
Why did he just leave it at home? Because somebody might steal them. Nobody's going to steal them.
He did the scene from Top Gun where he's looking at the last copy of Back in Action
and
he throws it
into the water.
Yes, okay,
the water spits it back out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That is, what are we calling this one?
Skate Jam.
That's already Tony Hawk's Skate Jam with the Looney Tunes. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, a trailer.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tel, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family.
Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for maximum fun.
Warning, the following Story Break trailer features Looney Tune impressions performed entirely by Matt Arnold. Listener discretion is advised.
Gentlemen, our hour of domination is at hand. Moron Mountain 2 is the best skate park in the universe, or your money back.
Sir, we have a problem.
Hey, it's me, Anthony Hawk, inventor of the 900. You can call me Tony. Welcome to the Hawk's Nest, the best skate park in the universe.
Get me my lawyers!
To save the greatest skate park in the universe.
Aw, man, a cease and desist.
The world's greatest border is gonna need a few good tunes. Not those tunes.
Oh, but I skate to that.
These tunes. Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, what's up, Hawk?
Daffy Duck.
Oh, you're telling me there's a skateboard trick named after moi? Where are my royalties?
Porky Pig.
Pardon me, Mr. Hawk, but could you teach me how to jump on a skateboard?
Marvin the Martian.
I suppose I could steal one of Mr. Musk's space robots to help you.
Space robots?
Space rockets to help you.
Elmer Fudd.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting for 6 gate spots.
Pepe Le Pew.
Oi, oi.
I am, how you say, Tris problematic? No.
Speedy Gonzalez.
I, too, am a problematic character, senor.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Day is you a Christ there.
And Elon Musk.
Oi, where's my spaceship? Marvin?
And Simon Cowell, apparently. See them all in Skate Jam, grinding to a theater near you.
That's all, folks.
Holy shit, Matt Arnold, you got a career ahead of you as a voice actor.
Matt Arnold, man of 1,000 voices.
I wish there was definitely a few. I know they all sound pretty good. There was definitely a few voices where I wish I had double checked what they sound like before I took a shot at them. I wasn't expecting you guys to do so many, but you know, I gave it my best shot.
You know, that's
and your best is most people's great. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah,
one take, Matt.
Yeah, that was definitely one take.
Yep. So. William, what finart are we looking at this year?
I got a couple good finarts here, Freddie. Thanks.
Kick off that new year with some finart.
So I wanted to give a quick shout out to Jake Parker. I forgot you last week in the fan art shout outs.
Oh, that's right. It's not a new year.
It is. It's a second episode of the new year.
My God.
It's almost the Chinese new year, isn't it?
No.
When is the Chinese new year?
End of Feb.
Okay. Well, it's almost.
It's almost.
It's almost.
No,
almost.
No, no, no. It is. You're right. It's beginning of February.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You're the pig. You're of pork.
Nice. Thank you to Jake Parker for submitting some Story Break fan art for The Boys Are Back in Town for Christmas. A really cool picture of Santa Claus with like a low slung smoking Nerf gun. Very, very good work there. Thank you, Jake. Also wanted to give a shout out to Robbie Alton, who's sent in a musical number from the Teen Shrek musical. The song's called Coronation. It's a really lovely little piece of music about Shrek singing to his kids about, you know, wanting to be like, you know, like a father, and it's very heartfelt. I thought it was really good. So thanks as well to Robbie. Thanks to everyone who submits fan art and posts and comments on our Facebook group and on the Story Break Twitter page.
That's available at RJ Story Break, and the Facebook is at bit.ly/StoryBreakFB.
So yeah, go check those out. You can see all that art and hear all those good tunes. We're also going to be playing a little bit of the Coronation musical number to play out this episode.
Ah, there we go. Thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on their podcast network. Go to MaximumFun.org to check out the shows in either the comedy or culture category. Or to be fair, a lot of these shows kind of cover both. But
which one are we? Are we comedy or culture? Were we funny enough to make the comedy category?
Yeah, I don't think we're cultural enough for either.
Yeah, I don't think we're cultured enough for the other.
Comedy, culture, and whatever Story Break is.
That's right. You can head on to MaximumFun.org to check out the shows that they got on display if you're looking for more things to fill your ear holes with. That's going to do it for us this week.
Oh, do you want to plug Comedy Film Nerds?
Oh, that's right. Also, for those of you who ever wanted to hear Matt and I throw down on some actual film discussion, we were on Comedy Film Nerds this past week. We talked about Bird Box, like the actual movie, not our fake made-up version of Bird Box, as well as Roma. And
Aquaman,
yeah,
and which either Aquaman, of us had seen, so we didn't have much to say about it.
Say about that one. But Comedy Film Nerds, another film podcast, but one of the few times we get to kind of flex our just film-watching muscles. So head on over to those guys, Comedy Film Nerds. Check that out, this last episode. Me and Matt. And Will, you're going to be on...
That's right. I'm going to be on Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. I don't know if it'll be this week's episode or next week episode. Next week's episode, I'm recording it tomorrow, so it'll be coming out soon. So stay posted for more news about that.
That's going to do it for us this week here at Story Break. And now it's time for our watch recommendations. A little thing that we do now in the new year. Freddie Wong here checking in, and I'm going to recommend... For those of you who know me, I'm a bit of a magic fan. Take a look at Darren Brown's The Push, which for the UK folks, you may have seen this one, but this is on Netflix. It's a pretty interesting little TV special that Darren Brown did, who's probably the top mentalist in the world.
I'm Will Campos, and go watch Terrace House Opening New Doors. Team Shion Tsubasa forever, guys. OTP.
I'm Matt Arnold, and I'm already going to break the rules in the second time and recommend a book. I finally got into N.K. Jemisin's Broken Earth trilogy, which I know is like 3 years old, but it is amazing so far. So give that a shot if you want big old sci-fi epic with a different point of view. It's very good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks very much for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Jesse, the host of Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. I'm coming to Portland, Oregon. We're going to be doing a very special live episode of Bullseye, my NPR interview show. It's taking place Friday, February 15th at Revolution Hall. What are you going to see? If you go to Portland, Oregon to see this show, you will see me live on stage talking with folks like Corin Tucker from Slater Kinney, director Lance Bangs, writer Bill Oakley, Simpsons legend. We will also have live music from Roseblood and live comedy from Katie Wen. It's going to be a blast and a half. It's also part of a big podcast festival called Listen Up Portland. Tons of other great podcasts are playing at it too, our pals the Doughboys, among others. So, again, that's Friday, February 15th at Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon, 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Get them at listenupportland.com. And thanks.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.